Today, Soft Rock Warm 101.3, where every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another terrific organization, maybe shed a little light on them and try to help them do what they do a little bit better. This morning, we are joined by the marketing director for the Flower City Arts Center, Simona Beninozzi. Your name sounds like music.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, it's funny you say that. I did go to school for music.
Look at that, see?
I could hear Pavarotti singing your name. I really, really can. So the Flower City Arts Center, explain to our listeners what you do there.
So our mission is to provide arts for all people, whether that's anyone of color, any age, providing the best professional arts community classes, galleries that we can for the community of Rochester specifically. And over the course of the pandemic, of course, we had to think about, you know, what made us, what was our purpose? Because, of course, we weren't essential or deemed essential.
Right,
so we had
to figure out
what our purpose was in the midst of the pandemic. And thankfully, we were able to come up with all sorts of really interesting programs and benefits to the community despite the stay-at-home order.
What did you come up with? What are some of the things that you've decided?
So because we couldn't have school groups come in for field trips to take classes, we decided to make art kits and have them be dropped off at RCSD schools so that the kids could join us on Zoom and we could all do an art field trip from home. And we wanted to do more, so we decided to make clay talismans out of pottery to provide to essential workers. We got them to Amazon workers, hospital workers, grocery store workers, and they were all received very well. They had a little note of love on there from us. Then we decided to create a Flower City Art Express, which is our newest kind of vehicle to provide mobile art experiences. So instead of, you know, having the school groups or retirement communities come to us, we would go to them and do a full lesson.
And so during normal times, you have in-person classes, right?
Yes. We actually have in-person classes right now. And because of social distancing, we've had to keep them small. And we also have to kind of have classes in our galleries. So we currently have no way to do gallery showings right now because all of our galleries are turned into classrooms.
Right. It's everything from painting to photography to pottery.
Right, exactly. And we actually have a scholarship out right now, which we funded over the pandemic through donors. First, any essential worker, whether it's a teacher, a hospital worker, you know, grocery store worker, you can get a full or discounted, heavily discounted class scholarship for any class that we have. So if you're interested in taking a free class from us and you're an essential worker, then our spring classes, I think, are loading up right now. So if you're interested, that's what we have there, too.
And do you need mentors and teachers and things like that?
We do. We are looking for more teachers. So if you are interested in becoming an art teacher with us, we do have a form on our website under employment. So you can, and I will say, too, we are always looking for donations. We provide basically a job for many people and many artists in Rochester. They come and use our facilities to make their work. So they've been out of work during the pandemic if we were closed, essentially. So because we stand there and we provide all these materials and the kilns and things like that, people can come in and actually make work to sell, and that is their living.
Well, if people want to learn more about Flower City Arts, it's flowercityarts.org. And I just thank you so much for what you're doing in the community, and thank you so much for spending a couple moments with us this morning. If there's an organization you'd like me to spotlight, just drop me an email at tony@warm1013.com, and maybe we'll share the warmth on Warm 101.3.